Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. job growth rose faster than expected in November as the labor market remained resilient in the face of higher interest rates and inflation bordering on recession. The Labor Department said in its monthly payroll report released Friday, employers added 263,000 jobs to American payrolls, beating expectations by 63,000. Unemployment remains in place at 3.7% nationwide. The Supreme Court on Thursday agreed to decide whether the Biden administration can transfer student loan debt and put the financial burden onto the American people to pay back. If the litigation has not been resolved by June 30th of next year, payments will resume 60 days after that date, according to the Education Department. Let's get an update on the Orion spacecraft that's ready to zip around the moon and head back to Earth.
NASA's Orion spacecraft is lining up to make a final pass by the moon on its historic journey before returning to Earth. The Orion capsule has spent the past 15 days traveling into deep space, making an unprecedented trip beyond the moon. The spacecraft is expected to take a final lap around the moon Monday morning. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Elon Musk announced Thursday that Tesla is rolling out its long-awaited all-electric big rig. The first shipment of the Tesla semis, which was unveiled 5 years ago, was delivered to PepsiCo in Modesto, California on Wednesday. An appeals court has ordered an end to the special master process for reviewing documents seized from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The court, in an unsigned 3-0 decision, issued it on Thursday. The United States men's national soccer team continues their quest for the World Cup against the Netherlands tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Two correctional officers shot to death two inmates who were trying to kill another prisoner with shivs during a stabbing attack in Susanville, California on Tuesday. Prison officials say the attackers ignored verbal orders. The officers then used chemical agents and a warning shot with a mini-14 rifle before firing on the men. Arizona's Secretary of State Katie Hobbs has announced that the state will certify the 2022 midterm election results next week. The announcement comes after a judge ordered Cochise County to certify its count. Thousands of nurses are seeking a new contract with hospitals in Minnesota, and they are threatening to walk off the job later in December. The Minnesota Nurses Association announced it on Thursday, less than 3 months after staging a 3-day strike over working conditions. President Biden says he is open to talks with Russia's Putin to end the invasion in Ukraine. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
President Joe Biden stated that he is open to talking with Russian President Vladimir Putin after bringing an end to the war in Ukraine, but only if the Russian leader is serious about peace negotiations.
I'm prepared to speak with Mr. Putin if, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war. He hasn't done that yet. If that's the case, in consultation with my French and my NATO friends, I'll be happy to sit down with Putin to see what he wants has in mind.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Well, happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Michael Bustler is with us, the public policy analyst and economics professor. Hey, Michael, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got lots on the docket to talk about, but let's talk, if we can, about the social cost of carbon emissions as the Biden administration continues to wage this war on fossil fuels and carbon. I mean, this is unbelievable. According to the White House, plan to raise its cost of carbon estimates from the already high $51 per metric ton to $190 this year, just about a fourfold increase here. This is going to put so much pressure on our energy sector, Michael. What do you make of this?
Yeah, so this is probably the worst time to be considering something like this. This will obviously add significantly to the cost of energy being produced, and of course that's going to result in higher energy prices. Look, this whole thing with climate change and going away from internal combustion engines that produce carbon, these kind of changes typically happen gradually, and the market will take care of this. The government really doesn't have to get that involved if that's what the majority of the people truly want. In other words, 100 or so years ago, we used to use the horse and buggy. Mm-hmm. Well, automobiles came out, internal combustion engines. The government didn't all of a sudden mandate you stop using horse and buggies and start driving cars. Mm-hmm. What happened was the market simply took care of it. And gradually, over time, the demand for cars increased. And as that happens and people saw the efficiency in them and how it could make things better by using them, they went out and bought them. And the market took care of the transition, and it was somewhat gradual, and it didn't cause any severe disruptions. If suddenly they mandated everybody has to drive a car, well, we don't have enough gas stations. That would have caused chaos. That's essentially what they're trying to do now. They're trying to mandate that everybody drive electric vehicles, and we're simply not equipped with the infrastructure to handle that.
Much less the electric vehicles themselves, Michael. I think they can only produce enough EVs for about 10% of the market. So, I mean, this isn't a dream. This is a nightmare, and this is absolutely government manipulation at its worst.
Yeah, and it comes at the absolute worst time. We're suffering from an inflation problem. A big chunk of the inflation problem is due to rising energy prices. A chunk of the rising energy prices are due to the administration restricting the supply of fossil fuels. And Biden did that literally the first day he got into into office. So what we really should be concerned about in the short term is getting energy prices and inflation down. And then if the majority of Americans truly believe we should switch to electric vehicles, then the marketplace will handle that.
Exactly.
There's not really a sufficient demand in the market for these electric vehicles. If there was sufficient demand, the government wouldn't have to give rebates. Mm-hmm. And rebates are designed to lower the price to consumer and get the consumption up. Well, if there is sufficient demand, you don't have to do that.
No, so, it's natural inertia that takes over. Michael, let me ask you, historically, when has the government ever created any demand other than for liberty? But I mean, you know, from a standpoint of messing around with the marketplace, is, you know, right now, I mean, it's just, you can't look back and go, wow, I'm sure, you know, okay, I'm a little squeamish. I don't quite understand what's going on right now, but boy, they sure made this work, you know, years ago, and they made that work. I don't have that as a reference. I only have, you know, as Ronald Reagan says, every time the government comes in and says, hey, I'm here to help. I mean, it's like, man, you want to lock the door.
Yeah, in fact, that's how Ronald Reagan said that was one of his biggest fears when the government said, hey, I'm here to help you. You knew you were in big trouble. You said you tried to look back in history and see some examples where the government influenced the market and it turned out to be positive. Well, you said you had a tough time coming up with any examples. I would similarly have a tough time coming up with any examples. Every time the government muddles with a market by either changing the price or changing the production, either encouraging it or restricting it ends up causing problems in the market. And most times, maybe all times, it ends up doing more harm than good. Remember, the Obama administration wanted to promote the use of solar panels.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Started giving out huge amounts of money to companies to build solar panels. There was not sufficient demand in the market. I think, was it Solyndra? They lent
half a billion dollars of the people's money. And then on top of that, which made things worse, they allowed the Chinese to come in and, in a sense, compromise and undermine the people's investment. Because it was the people's money that Obama used, right? And then he allows the Chinese to come in and kneecap our own investment. I mean, you see, this is the stupidity of our government. And it's amazing. I mean, here it is. We've got riots in China. There's riots around the world right now for one reason or another. China right now, it happens to be because of the COVID restrictions. And you're sitting there going, how far are we away from, you know, riots in the streets of America, just saying, wait a minute, this government has got to get out of the way and they've got to find a lane to stay in that is, you know, that is pertinent and efficient. That all these things they come up with is one hot mess after another, and it continues to cost us money. And we can ill afford the Joe Biden administration and you know, his ill-fated vision that he has for our country, Michael.
Yeah, you know, the way that marketplace works, it's a very democratic process. Consumers can think of that when they buy things, they're essentially casting dollar votes.
Yes, exactly.
So if there's products that the majority of consumers want, they'll end up buying it. It means they'll cast a whole lot of dollar votes. The company will be profitable, and they'll continue to make the product. If a business makes a product that consumers really don't want, then they won't buy it. There'll be fewer people casting dollar votes. The company will then not have any profitability, and the product will come off the market. So what determines what products are actually produced and given to consumers? The consumers determine that by casting their dollar votes. Right now, hardly anybody is voting for this electric cars, because they're only a couple percent of the market, and people are not voting for solar energy as much as the government would like. I live in New Jersey. They have a program where essentially the solar panels are free because of government rebate. Yeah. So again, the government's trying to influence consumption, and it's not what consumers really want.
This is not their job, Michael. This is why they keep messing this thing up. And the people have got to let them know. I mean, and it's more, I think it's going to be more than just, you know, calling your senator and congressman, because, you know, Joe Biden has bought into the philosophy, and we're just getting a little glimpse of it, of the Obama administration, and that is, okay, I've got a pen, I've got a cell phone, and get ready. The executive orders are going to be coming, you know, flying out of the Oval Office nonstop. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Michael Bussler after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to be with you. On the West Coast here, Michael, where this is the headquarters for $6 and $7 per gallon gas. I was fortunate the last couple of days to find something, you know, less than $5, but you have to look. You know, you got to do some traveling and understand where it's happening. There's been some promotions, I think, in the past week down in San Diego, for example, where some of these, you know, gas stations said, hey, we're just going to have a going to give everybody a break, and, you know, and they're only charging like $3.99. Well, needless to say, you can see the lines powering up there. But it's interesting, to say the least. I mean, I feel for the people here in California. I mean, you know, it's inflation abounding. You know, like I said to you offline, is that, you know, the government is still pausing on declaring whether or not it's a recession. I said, well, the heck with that. I mean, the people know. We know what we're dealing with, and, you know, just like with Obama, it'll be 6 months, 8 months after the fact, and they'll go, well, the truth be known, you know, we've been in a recession. Well, no kidding. Like, we need you geniuses to tell us that. You know, we see that every day, real life, when we go to the gas station. We see what's happening with our salaries. People are now being laid off, you know, when you even have Meta laying people off. Of course, Elon Musk, as he took over Twitter. And we're hearing more and more layoffs coming. Michael, it does not bode well. And this is all being exacerbated by these terrible policies, you know, from the Biden administration.
Yeah, exactly. There's a whole lot of things you said there. High gasoline prices, they've actually stabilized a little bit. But I think they're going to start going back up again. Energy prices are, as the winter comes on and things get worse. One thing I'm really worried about, now we all complain about the high gasoline prices, but what about diesel fuel?
Yes,
diesel
exactly.
Fuel is more than $1 a gallon higher than gasoline. Now, that impacts a lot of very key industries. Look at farmers. I've talked to some farmers over the summer, and they tell me their costs have skyrocketed. I said, well, why is that? And they said, well, first of all, they're paying 2 to 3 times more for fertilizer than they did the year before, because that's petroleum-based. They're paying much more for labor now, because the Biden administration continues to pay people not to work. So in order to get people to work, you have to raise wages to draw them back. So they have a wage problem. But they told me the biggest problem is all of their equipment operates on diesel fuel, and the diesel fuel prices are killing them. When they harvest their products and go to market this year, they're going to have to get significantly higher prices than they got last year, or they're not going to be in business. So I see a food inflation problem, which is already a problem. I think that problem is going to get significantly worse going into the future. The Biden administration policy on energy is geared towards some social goal and some climate change. In the meantime, the restriction on supply has driven prices up. They can blame it on world markets, and world markets do have somewhat of an impact. But the U.S. today is producing 11.3 million barrels of oil per day. At our peak, we were producing 12.5 million. So if we just get back to where we were before, that would have a significant effect on bringing down gasoline and heating oil and diesel prices, and that would put a big dent in helping with the inflation problem. The Biden administration is also making the inflation problem worse by these huge deficits. Last year, they had nearly a $3 trillion deficit, and they said, well, we brought the deficit down. We cut it in half. It's down to $1.5 trillion. Yeah, that's true, but that's the third highest deficit in history. Only 20 and 21 were higher. And at a time when you have high inflation, the government should not be adding more excess demand by all this deficit spending. Look, they had a $3 trillion deficit last year, primarily because of the American Rescue Plan and the infrastructure package. They're not passing either of those this year. They should come pretty close to balancing the budget. Instead, they're looking to spend money on the Inflation Reduction Act, which is an oxymoron. It's not going to reduce inflation. It's going to make it worse. And while the Federal Reserve tries to get this inflation problem down, the federal government spending is making it worse, meaning the Federal Reserve is going to have to act even more aggressively to bring inflation down. They're going to raise interest rates another 0.75 point, December 12th or 13th when they meet. That still won't be enough. I think going into next year, you're looking at another 2 or 3 rate increases, possibly as much as 75 basis points each to finally bring the inflation down. Now, the negative part of that is it's likely to make the recession worse. But most economists would say you're looking at two evils here. The worst evil is embedded inflation, and you don't want to get that in. It's very difficult to get rid of. So even if we have a recession next year to break the inflation problem, they would rather see that than allow the inflation problem to get much worse.
Get embedded, yeah, exactly. Michael, and one of the things you didn't mention, but we talked earlier, that this is also causal, is the, you know, what Joe Biden is doing with the tuition fee waiver. I mean, you know, he's delayed the payment again. He's extended it. He's hit another pause button, and the courts have already said that his forgiveness program is illegal. This is something that has to be clearly done. I mean, what if, you know, the Biden administration just wants to ignore the Constitution altogether, right?
Yes, and, you know, there's some political reasons, I assume, why he's doing this. But if you continue to forgive the loan payments so people don't have to make the loan payments, that's inflationary.
Right.
Because here's money. It's $110 a month, I would, or $200 a month, whatever it is, I would be spending. I would have to pay on my student loan. I don't have to do that. So now I can take this money and go out and spend it on anything I want. That increases demand in the marketplace. We already have an excess demand problem, which is causing inflation. So by forgiving these loans, saying you want to help people, you actually are going to make the inflation problem worse and make it harder for the Federal Reserve to finally break the back of inflation.
Well, some have said that Joe Biden got what he wanted, and that was he wanted to get the youth vote. And it came out, and you know, some strategists are analyzing, you know, what happened with the red wave. And they said basically the red wave got firewalled by all the young people, you know, coming out. And basically Joe Biden bought their vote with this tuition forgiveness program. So, you know, when you look at these numbers, it's not like you have to have 50% more people coming out. You just, you know, you get 5, 10% here and it all adds up and has an impact. And it firewalled, you know, the Democrats against the red wave that, you know, smart move strategically. You got to give them credit for doing that. It just galls me that they use my money to buy their votes. And, you know, by doing the, you know, these kind of shenanigans along with, you know, the money that they're doing on the Green Deal that, you know, it's all, you know, operating on a theory, Michael, and we're paying lots of money. We're getting ourselves deeper in debt. Inflation, recession continues. And as you mentioned, even with this diesel, people don't realize how dangerous the impact of the cost of diesel and what this will have in terms of moving goods. I mean, this will probably be worse than an EMP attack, in my humble opinion. You know, electromagnetic. Yes. We heard about that, you know, for many years. Oh, this is going to happen. The Russians are going to, if they do this, they're going to knock out everything. I mean, hey, look at, just stop goods from moving, you know, from east to west, and choke off diesel fuel. I mean, we're dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so much of the economy really depends on diesel fuel. As I mentioned, the whole agricultural industry. Look at retailers. Retailers get all of their goods shipped in by truck. Trucks
exactly.
Use diesel fuel also. So now that cost continues to go up, too. And there's a rippling effect of raising energy prices. What the Biden administration should be concerned about now, let's get this inflation problem under control.
Michael, I don't think they care. I don't think they care. I don't think they care one bit. If they did, it would be simple. You know, you would start immediately, because it's going to take you time anyway, to reverse the damage that they did in the energy sector. But, you know, they're just steady as they just keep on going. I mean, they're not interested in the pain that everyday Americans are being subjected to and how this will be increasing, especially, as you say, in the ensuing winter months.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Their goals are, Biden said that, look, I've got a Democratic Senate, a Democratic Congress, and I'm a Democrat. This is the one time in history I have a chance to get all of these social programs through. And,
well, got to leave it there. Dr. Michael Busler.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. job growth rose faster than expected in November as the labor market remained resilient in the face of higher interest rates and inflation bordering on recession. The Labor Department said in its monthly payroll report released Friday, employers added 263,000 jobs to American payrolls, beating expectations by 63,000. Unemployment remains in place at 3.7% nationwide. The Supreme Court on Thursday agreed to decide whether the Biden administration can transfer student loan debt and put the financial burden onto the American people to pay back. If the litigation has not been resolved by June 30th of next year, payments will resume 60 days after that, according to the Education Department. Thursday night football last night, Buffalo beat New England 24-10. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with you, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Father Robert McTague with us, the author of Christendom Lost and Found. We're also going to be talking about this new documentary, Disconnected. Poof, I'm telling you, very powerful. Father McTague, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be with you. Thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the book, Christendom Lost and Found. Why this book?
Well, you know, I started writing it in November 2019 because I said, you know, something is really wrong. Things are falling apart, and people who should know better are starting to lose their minds. And then the COVID interruption came, and then right after that, people kinetically thirsting for justice by burning down their neighborhoods. And I said, we've lost our mind as a civilization. How did that happen? And so it's kind of a war journal. Every day between November 2019 and February of 2021, I looked out the window, I looked at the headlines, I went to the chapel, and I started writing. So here's my elevator pitch. What used to be known as Christendom, now called the West, got rid of Christ in 1789 with the French Revolution. And since then, we've had a lot of bad art and even more dead bodies. And the madness that we all lived through for that 18 months, 2 years, is the inevitable bitter fruit of rejecting Christ. Mm-hmm. And so this is my reflection to say, I was in pain with you, and through research and prayer, this is what I found. This is how I think we can go forward.
Yeah, and as you cite, the conditions of our culture are dire. I mean, we are living out what Isaiah 5 warned us about, that day that evil would be called good, good would be called evil. And it's all resulting when you turn your back on God. In this particular case, you turn your back on Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world that God sent to liberate us. And along with the Holy Spirit to remind us good from evil and to keep us on the, if you might say, the straight and narrow.
Well, you know, I was also inspired by St. Augustine's City of God, which he wrote on his deathbed. You know, Rome had fallen, which many people literally thought was the end of the world. And, you know, the barbarians are laying siege to the city. And he's comparing the city of God versus the city of man. And again, it's that choice to live without Christ. So I wanted to say, you know, I've been an academic and religious for almost 40 years. Spent a lot of time studying, a lot of time praying, a lot of time meeting fascinating people all around the world. Let's tie all that together and come to some conclusions. And a lot of them really aren't new. I mean, Heller Belloc over 100 years ago was writing, the only choices are Christ or chaos. Now that we see what chaos really looks like, where candidates for the Supreme Court can't tell you what a woman is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, marriage is being redefined, and we're saying, let's not hurt the feelings of pedophiles. I don't know how much more wrong we can go.
Exactly.
And so rather than go back to some, you know, good old days or golden age, because there never was one, let's retrieve the wisdom from the culture that used to make saints pretty regularly and plant it in our own soil in our own time.
You know, Father, my prayer has consistently been that God would raise up that voice just like he did in the days of old. There would be a prophet that could, you know, pierce the darkness. We need a sobering voice. And I had sensed at one time, and you know, in my devotion with God, is that who would be that one person? And the sense was, what came back to me was God was saying there's going to be lots of people, not just one voice in particular. I'm saying, whatever the case, God, it's your will to be done here. But it's absolute madness, because barring that we get to the final chapter of the book of Revelations and the Lord of Lords and King of Kings is reigning, we've got hell on the rest of this earth till then.
Right. We have a long road ahead of us. And something that I preach very often, Bill, is this, that lukewarm Catholicism, lukewarm discipleship, number one, we're going to find out in a hurry, is utterly, utterly inadequate for our spiritual needs as the persecution begins to heat up. And number two, most people are going to find even lukewarm discipleship to be too costly. So we have to decide in a hurry whose side that we're on. And then we also have to say, what can we learn from the people who made Christendom flourish? What can we learn from the martyrs? What can we learn from the people who pushed back? What can we learn from people who built arks and sometimes had to hide in the catacombs? I don't have a one-size-fits-all. I suggest people find a faithful remnant, find a good local community, get your life in order, learn how to perform the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy, and let's ride the storm out together.
Yeah, be intentional about it. Be fully committed. I mean, that's the thing. We did learn some things recently, as you say, you know, from life experiences at after 9/11, people flooded the churches. But unfortunately, to your point, the church was kind of lukewarm, and they couldn't hold on to the people after 3 weeks. They just kind of faded, you know, because they went to the church saying, "Is God judging us?" Great question, by the way. Is God judging us?
Sure.
But there was no answer for them. And here we are today, a couple of decades past, and we're still asking the same question. And I still say that's a good question to ask. But as you're admonishing us, is that, look at, you know, I tell people all the time, they say, well, I'm praying for revival. Go be the revival of one. But before revival, there must be repentance. We must reconcile ourselves to the God of the universe that has set specific standards that we're not meeting. Because some of this, yes, is natural. It's just natural judgment that is coming upon people that decide to turn their back on God. Isn't that right?
Right. You know, turning our back on God never ends well. I mean, history is replete with that. And one of the reasons I wrote this book, Christendom Lost and Found, is to remind people that we're not alone. You know, during the darkest days of the reign of King COVID, when we're all isolated and separated, and I couldn't offer mass in public, which is something I never thought would happen to me in the United States, I had to say, you know, people would ask me, do we think that we're under God's judgment? And I said, I don't know. I don't think God would let me off that easily. But I do think this is a time of illumination.
Yes.
I think this is a time where the thoughts of many are being revealed. And frankly, I don't like most of what I've seen, starting with the man looking in the mirror, but then looking around at the cult of the expert and the people who thought that the science, capital T, capital S, was going to save them. You know, that was all an illusion, or that, you know, Amazon was going to save us. All that is nonsense. There's not going to be one person who's going to save us. Also, you know, when the churches started opening again and the question was, are people going to come back? I thought that was the wrong question. The question should be, are we going to go out and bring people in?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And let them know what they have been missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're exactly right, is that, you know, if they come to the banquet table, which God has laid out for us, and they start participating and the delicacies are there, then they get excited and they're going to tell their friends that are going to tell their friends. And now we've got, a wave, a faith wave in a sense, a revival wave that begins. And now we're doing something, you know, we're doing some damage to the kingdom of this world, are we not?
Well, yes, that is my intention. You know, as a Jesuit, our spirituality is very, very clear. You're either on the side of Christ the King, standing beneath the banner of his cross, or you're playing for the other team.
Right.
And the other team is the default value. Mm-hmm. One has to deliberately choose Christ. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, Bill, if you want to start a fire, you have to gather kindling. I meant this book to inspire some kindling, to get small groups of communities together to be the leaven and the bread,
right,
and then to generate momentum. And, you know, the Christians have already been through everything. We've been through the rise and fall of empires and cultures and civilizations and kingdoms and wars and persecutions. A lot of the how-to has already been written. We need to have the good sense to retrieve that and, again, plant it in our time and place. So the book wasn't just a lament for Christendom lost. It was lost and found. We can find it again. And
exactly.
People ask me about the subtitle, Meditations for a Post-Post-Christian Era. The post-Christian era in the West has been since the time of the French Revolution.
Father, we got to go to a quick break. Sorry to interrupt
you.
Let's pick it up from there on the other side. More from Father Robert Vintage after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Father Robert McTagg, the author of Christendom Lost and Found, continues with us. We were just talking about the subtitle, Father, and I want to give you, a good amount of time to be able to expand on the subtitle of Meditation. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there were people who thought it was a typo, Meditations for a Post-Post-Christian Era. Why post twice? Well, since the time of the French Revolution in 1789, where the West decided to get rid of Christ, that was the post-Christian era. And you say, how did that work out for you? Well, it was a bloodbath. So we need a post-post-Christian era, not just a let's turn back the clock to whatever you think is the good old days, whether it was 1950 or 1274. The question is, can we go forward having learned our lessons? The more recent lessons of life without Christ really is not only unworthy of God, it's unworthy of man. And then retrieve the lessons from the saints who've gone before us, the people who built the great cathedrals, the great universities, the monasteries, the people who gave us Gregorian chant and stained glass windows. They knew something.
Right.
And they knew how to hang tough. You know, Sonia Biuski got on a horse from Poland and lifted the siege of Vienna, you know, against the misunderstanders of the religion of peace, you know. And it's our time to get in the saddle and to confront the battle. And, you know, sometimes the battles involve shooting. A lot of time it's prayer and it's culture.
And it's a commitment that you're all in. Nothing is held back, and we were talking about this earlier. What made the Founding Fathers so extraordinary is they were willing to put it all on the line. And maybe this is what Jesus is asking of us right now, is that as he's going through the lampstands, the church lampstands, as he did in the book of Revelations, you know, are we lukewarm? Have we forsaken our first love? All these, and these are all, you know, very pertinent and applicable warnings that are there that we must ask ourselves and say, okay, as much as it would count on me, let it be that I would be fully committed and fully invested, because if not Christians, then who, Father?
You know, Bill, when I first started teaching 25 years ago, and I was at a self-identified Catholic university, and I'd ask my students, hey, you know, what's your religious affiliation? What's your religious identity? And the answer I got often, most often, was Catholic, I guess.
Oh, wow.
And I said, you know, you don't say, what do you do for a living? Brain surgeon, I guess. You know, you for a lot of things, you're all the way in or all the way out. And for those young people to say, I guess, and to say that without hesitation or embarrassment to a priest means a lot of other people failed them first. A lot of other people failed to be salt and light in their lives. And so much of what we saw during the that dark time of 2019, 2020, 2021 was it wasn't the success of our families and our schools and our churches, but an indication of a really old rot. So let's brush away that rot. Let's, you know, take the blame where we need to take the blame. Mm-hmm. But then let's go forward with Christ. We know that the world can't live humanely. It can't live wisely and well unless it's under the acknowledged authority and wisdom of Christ. Therefore, there's a lot of work for all of us to do.
Well, and as the title suggests, yes, lost, but found. How often in the Bible do we read of God's redemptive grace, that he's not going to leave us alone and forsake us, that what we have done before we can do again in his power. But it's we've got to come back to first principles, don't we? This is what
repentance
is all about. Go ahead.
Right. God doesn't ask us to do the impossible. He asks us to do things that are beyond our ordinary capacity, but that become possible in union with his grace and his wisdom. God still desires the holiness of his people.
Right.
And it's our choice to say yes and to agree to be his instruments to bring other people into the ark while there's still time. So the book ends on a hopeful note. You know, I was writing in a dark time, and then I said, it's winter. We have to plan for spring. It's Lent. We have to plan for Easter. I think that is still true.
Amen.
We're in a hard time. We're in the times that God has asked us to be faithful. He will give us the grace on the condition that we ask for, and then we act on it.
Yeah, go figure, huh? We don't have because we don't ask. And here we are as you go through the seasons, as we enter the Advent season. What a terrific time. This is such a blessed time for us, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, because Advent is the time to clear out the trash of our lives, to make straight those crooked ways so that Christ can be acknowledged King as the throne of our hearts. Advent isn't time just to get your Christmas shopping done. It's a time to look for the idols, the handmade idols in our own souls, and throw them all down and say, Lord, that space is empty. It's now ready to receive your reign. That's why I think Advent is a tremendously precious time for us.
I agree, Father. I so appreciate that. Kristen, Lost and Found, the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com, by the way. We've got about 5 minutes left, Father, and I did want to talk about this film, Disconnected, that you and Don Johnson, the filmmaker and director, have put together. This is so powerful, and I encourage our audience to get their eyes in front of it because this will help bring some clarity. You talk about your book, Kristen and Lost and Found, about the revelation of this book and what COVID, in a sense, you know, people saw it as a curse and God turned it to good, as he always does, is that he opened our eyes to see these discrepancies and what was going on behind the veil of public education, just for just a real quick example. But Disconnected, congratulations on this. I think this is going to be quite healing and revelatory for people that need to see this.
Well, yeah, you know, I think we, you know, the Jesuits always want to use the latest technology, whether it's the printing press, you know, radio, the internet, and we live in a visual age, and that's why I think, you know, finding truthful documentaries, finding those memorable images that can be inscribed in our soul, our memory, our imagination, and good action as well. You know, we don't want people to read a book or watch a documentary and say, well, that was interesting, and then just go back on. We want people to jump up and say, oh, my God, we've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
That's my hope for the readers and for the viewers as well.
Well, this movie, I don't know how you come away from this movie and not want to jump up and say, we've got to do something about this. Explain to our audience what you communicate in Disconnected?
Well, I think what we want people to recognize is that we have been lied to for a very long time. And that the scales have to be removed from our eyes. And for those who want to know the truth really is available. So it's a hopeful message. It's a practical message. And, you know, Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, live not by lies. He also said, let the lie enter the world if it will, but not through me. And that's a message that everyone needs to hear, that the father of lies does not wish us well, and Christ himself is the way, the truth, and the life. We need to remove ourselves from the power of lies and immerse ourselves in the power of truth.
You know, it's interesting that you use the language that we've been lied to, whether it's about abortion, whether it's about our economy, whether it's about our families, marriages. You know, in every topic, it can be led with, we've been lied to. The father of lies has been running rampant and having his way with God's creation, has he not?
Yes. Well, you know, our Lord said that the enemy has been a thief, a liar, and a murderer from the beginning. And our souls are being contested for. And whatever medium, whether it's visual or print or audio, I want people to know that their souls are being contested for, and you don't have to live and die alone. You can actually live victoriously as a member of the body of Christ.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is, this is intensifying. And it's intensifying, I believe, in my humble opinion, because even the evil one knows that his time is drawing nigh. What do you think, Father?
Well, you know, a lot of people have gone broke after making a nice living predicting the timeline. We don't know the day or the hour. Yeah. What I know for sure is that history is heating up. I'll say that much. History is heating up. And whenever the Lord returns, I want him to find me busy and doing the right thing. Read the signs of the time. Know that God is faithful. And those who choose Christ will be on the winning side.
You know, I pray nobody was thinking I was predicting something. I'm just, again, agreeing with you. The signs are there. So what are we to do with those, right?
Right, right. And this is where we pay attention, where we read the scriptures, we pray, we turn to the perennial teaching of the church. You know, the wisdom of St. Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, is very clear. Our souls are being contested for, and we have to pray for a spirit of discernment, because if the enemy can't lead us into darkness, he'll present himself as an angel of light and try to seduce us and lie to us that way. So a spirit of discernment becomes essential for these very troubled times.
Well, without a doubt, this transgender tsunami, as you say, has swept this country over the past several years, and it only seems to be intensifying all the more. We can no longer remain in the dark and ignorant to that end. Father Robert McTague has been our guest. Father, how can people be in touch with you, get their hands on the book, and also see this powerful documentary, Disconnected?
Well, you know, you can go to thestationofthecross.com. The Station of the Cross hosts my daily talk show called The Catholic Current. We're available on every platform that you can think of. You can find my books there as well. I have three out right now, and I have writing all over Crisis Magazine, Aletheia, New Oxford Review. And, you know, connect the dots, and there's a lot out there. And pray for me. I'm always in very great need.
Father Robert McTague, thank you so much. God bless you. Take care.
God's peace, sir. Right. Bye-bye.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.